All right, so this leads me to the next part of a scarcity mindset versus an abundance mindset. So I think jealousy plays really well into that role where we tend to come from a scarcity mindset where we think that if someone else has success, there's not going to be enough for us to achieve success. And I think that's something that we need to throw out the window today. There is plenty to go around. You know, I say this in business all the time. There's more than one burger place to go to. There's more than one steakhouse. There's more than one macaron shop. And at the end of the day, there are plenty of people and plenty of energy circulation, plenty of money, plenty of business to go around. Someone else's success does not impede your success. But let's take this a little bit further and really look at our mindset as well. Many of us are actually afraid of success and money because maybe we never had them or we don't truly believe that we deserve it. We give success and money so much power because we're almost afraid to lose it. And we need to start taking this power back. We need to align with this power so that we have ease and flow of abundance. Remember, we've talked about this. Money is just an energetic exchange. We exchange it for goods and services that we want. It comes and goes. It ebbs and flows, just like everything in life. So stop fearing money and instead look at it with this abundance mindset that tells you that not only are you worthy, but you deserve it. Okay? We tend to live in a world of scarcity mindset, not just in terms of money, but also in terms of time. I just don't have enough time to do anything. I don't have time to work out. If there's only more hours in the day, we constantly are reiterating this scarcity mindset in the terms of time as well. We do it in terms of relationships. We even do it in terms of power. And these are just a few examples. So I want you to go ahead and in your workbook, really think about how you feel about these areas in your life. Do you feel time is a limited resource that you just don't have enough? Do you feel like your relationships are always lacking? Do you feel like you don't have enough willpower maybe? And I want you to really truly reflect on it. And then I want you to think, well, why not? And what can you do to switch this to an abundance mindset where you do have enough? Remember that your beliefs aren't the truth and your beliefs are not permanent and they can change. So guess what? It's time to change. It's time to change this limited mindset to a beautiful abundance mindset. And then let's take it even a step further. I think it's also time for us to change believing that we're only going to be happy when we have millions. I just don't understand where this like number figure came from. I want you to instead find contentment in what you have today. And this requires us totally to have an abundance mindset, not with just money, but with every area of our life. And I want you to also think, what's the definition of abundance really? To me, it's ability to have enough and enough to share with others. So let's work on our abundance in other areas like abundance in education where we're constantly learning. Like this doesn't have to be formal education, but it's even something like this. Abundance of health, ensuring that you're eating nourishing foods and getting enough physical activity for our health and staying hydrated. Abundance in our home by making it spacious and an environment that we love to be in. Abundance in our relationships by surrounding ourselves with and nurturing the relationships with the people that really matter and furthering that deep connection and love. Abundance in spirituality and connecting with your soul and your heart alignment, which is what we're doing here. And then, of course, abundance in thinking about money, where we have enough. You know, when people are like, I just can't afford that right now. Stop saying that. I want you to think, I will afford that. I'll be able to afford that. I will have that. I'm not telling you to go and frivolously go and spend money that you don't have. But instead of thinking that you're just never going to have enough, think that you will. It is only when we struggle with our self-worth that we struggle to get out of this limiting scarcity mindset. And that prevents us from living in our full power. So, and remember, we will do a full month on money, energy, and abundance. So stay tuned for that. But I really want you to start thinking about having enough, feeling contentment. You don't have to have millions in your bank to feel that way. And then we're going to go ahead and dedicate a month to this fully so that you can fall in love with money and money falls in love with you.